Mesechs Kedim Perek Lamed Mishnah Gimel until Mesechs Oles Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. The Mishnahs continue to discuss the final material that has not yet been discussed in the Mesechta, and that is Kedim made out of glass. Midoraisa, as we learned. According to the Torah, glass is not included in the materials that can become Tomei. However, Midrabanon, because of the similarity that glass has to earthenware, earthenware is made out of clay, which comes from the ground, and glass is made out of sand that comes from the ground. Because of that, Madura Bonon, glass kalim, can also become Tomei. Kais Shenifkam Rubai, a glass cup whose majority was broken off, as the first diagram for this Mishnah shows. The majority of the circumference of the top of the glass broke. Tohar. That glass becomes pure, and it loses its ability to become Tomei if it hadn't yet become Tomei, because it's now defined as a broken kli, since nobody will drink from that cup anymore because they can very easily cut themselves. It's considered a broken kli, and just like any broken kli, it cannot become Tomei. Nifgam bei shalosh berubai, what happens if it gets broken in three different places on its rim, and those three places together make up a majority? As the second diagram shows, that means that only a small amount of the rim is broken. So the actual broken parts definitely do not make up a majority, but they're spread around the rim in such a way that the majority of the rim is in between the first and the third broken part, which means that in that entire area, people are going to be nervous about drinking from the cup because they might cut themselves. So the majority of the rim is totally not fit for drinking from. And even the rest of it, people are unlikely to drink from it because they are nervous about cutting themselves on the jagged edges that have been created by these broken parts of the rim. And because of that, tohar, the cup becomes pure, or it loses its ability to become tomei, because it is now a broken kli. Rabbi Shimon says that it's true that people might be nervous about drinking from it, but as long as this cup is still fit for holding the liquid inside of it, it is considered to still have a use, it's not fully broken, and it would be able to become Tomei. Only if in Mefazer Hu Es Rov Hamayim, if that part which is broken, or even if the cup is only slightly cracked, but in such a way that it will cause the majority of the water which should be held in the cup to spill out of the cup. And this would be the case even if it's only a small crack, but the crack runs down the majority of the height of the cup, and thus the majority of that which could potentially be filled up in the cup would spill and leak through that crack outwards. Only then is it considered to be really a broken kli, because it can't even hold the water, and then tohar, it would be pure and it would lose its ability to become tomei. Now the Mishnah shows a leniency that exists specifically with regards to glass kalim, because they are only tomei midrabanan. In general, if a hole develops in a cup or a container made of a material that can become Tomei Midoraisa, according to the Torah, then as long as the hole is not very close to the bottom of the cup, and the cup is still able to hold liquid up to the volume of a revius, a quarter of a loig, although anywhere from the hole and upwards no liquid will remain, because it will just flow throughout out of the hole, but since below the hole there is enough to be contained at a revius, that volume in the cup, the cup is still considered to be fit for use, and it would still be able to become Tomei. However, a glass cup, that nikav, it developed a hole, va'asoi bein bevatz bein bezefes, even if he repaired it and filled it up with either tin or pitch, tohar, it would be pure, it would not be able to become Tomei, because as soon as it has any hole at any point in that glass cup, we already consider it to be broken, and it would not be able to become Tomei. Rabbi Yosi says, Bevatz, if he repairs it with tin, then Tomei would still be able to become Tomei. Although this tin doesn't fuse properly together with the glass, and therefore it's not going to last for a long time, for the meanwhile, it is fit for use, so it can become Tomei. However, Vezefes, if he repairs it with pitch, Tohar, it would not be able to become Tomei. It's still considered to be broken, because as soon as one would put any hot water into that glass cup, it would melt the pitch, and the hole would return. And since this cup is not fit to contain both cold water and hot water, it is therefore not able to become Tomei, and Rabbi Yosi is actually consistent with his opinion that we learnt 27 parakim ago in the third perek, that a kli is only considered to be something significant enough to become Tomei if it can hold both hot water and cold water, as long as that's what it's essentially in general made for. A small glass bottle whose top part, the neck of the bottle, gets broken off. A small glass bottle can be held with just one hand, it's not very heavy, So even once there are jagged edges at the very top of this bottle, it's still possible to hold the bottle towards the bottom of it with one hand and be safe from getting cut by the jagged edges. However, a larger glass bottle, whose neck the top part gets broken off, this larger bottle needs to be held with two hands because it's heavier and larger, and there's a danger that there's not enough room for both of his hands to hold it without the danger of him cutting himself. And therefore people would generally just throw this bottle away because it's no longer fit for use, and therefore to Hira it can no longer become tome because it's defined as a broken kli. Shelpal Yotain, a small bottle made of glass which contains a kind of oil or perfume inside of it. Even though it's small, Shunito Piha, if its neck comes off, Tohira can no longer become tome, because although one is still able to carry it without the danger of being cut, the way that they would apply this oil on themselves is by sticking a finger into the top of the jug and getting some oil onto the tip of their finger. Now that there are jagged edges at the top of this bottle, it's certainly not fit for that use, and therefore people would not keep this jug. It's considered broken, and therefore to Hira it can no longer become tome, because it will cut a person's hand when he sticks his finger into the bottle. Leginin gedolim, large glass barrels, shenithal pihen, whose top part, their neck, gets taken off. The neck of these barrels is much wider, not like the neck of a regular wine bottle that we have today. And because it's so wide, even once that gets broken and there's a jagged rim, it's still fit for use. And therefore, tomein, it can still become tomei, because in general, people would then designate it for pickling vegetables. It still had a use, because one was still able to use it without getting cut, because of its wide opening at the top. And therefore, it's not yet considered broken, so it can still become tomei. And the Mishnah ends off with one final glass kli, v'ha'afarkeith shel zechuchis. A glass funnel which is used in the process of grinding. They would place lots of wheat and grain into that funnel, and it would slowly drop down into the millstone through that glass funnel. But because the glass funnel has a hole at the bottom, although it does help to cause the grain and the wheat to descend into the millstone slowly, it can't contain it and stop it because there's a hole at the bottom. And therefore it's not considered to be a container, and in order for glass to become tome, it has to be considered a container. It has to have the ability to hold things, and therefore to Hira, it would not be able to become tome, because the hole at the bottom prevents it from being considered a container. And the Masechta ends off, Amar Biyasi, Rabbi Yossi says, Ashrayich Kelim. Fortunate are you, Maseches Kelim, Shenichnast Betuma, that you entered the beginning of the Masechta, talked about impurity. The first perek, the first chapter, went through all of the levels of avisa tuma, the primary sources of impurity. But v'yotzos betara, you left the mesechta, you ended off the mesechta with an example of a kli that is pure, that cannot become tomei, and really the entire final perek, the entire final chapter, talks about glass that on a midiraisa level, according to the Torah, cannot become tomei at all. And the final kli that was discussed can't even become tomei midrabanan. And in that sense, the Masechta essentially ends off on a more positive note. And with that, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we reach the end of the longest Masechta in Shishal Sidrei Mishnah, 30 Parakim. What an enormous, enormous achievement. Mazel Tov, Solik Maseches Kelim. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. We begin Maseches Aulis, the second Masechta in Seder Taris. There are 18 Parakim, 18 chapters in this Masechta. And the subject matter of the Masechta is a particular form of impurity, Tumas Meis. The impurity that comes from a dead body, and a dead body is considered to be the very most severe source of impurity that exists. At the beginning of Maseches Kelim, we saw a long list of sources of impurity that are considered to be an Av HaTumah, which literally means the father of Tumah. It means it's a source, a primary source of impurity. A dead body is called an Avi Aveis HaTumah, which literally means the father of the fathers of impurity. It's on an even higher level than that, and as we saw in Maseches Kelim, when something becomes tome from a source of impurity, it generally becomes tome on one level lower than the source of impurity. For example, if somebody touches a Av HaTumah, a primary source of impurity, he will become a Rishon LaTumah, which means that he's one step removed from that primary level of impurity. So the impurity that he has is a lower form. So for example, if that person who became Tomei from the Avatumah touches a different person or a different kli, a utensil, that person or utensil would not become tomei in the vast majority of cases. Only food is able to become tomei from something that is a rishon latuma, one step removed from the primary source of impurity. Now, if somebody touches an avi avos hatuma, a dead body that's considered to be the father of the fathers of impurity, then the person would become tomei on one level below that, and that is an av hatuma. Even though in general an av hatuma is only something that is a real source of impurity, and over here the person is not the source of impurity, he became tomei, he became impure from the dead body. But since the dead body is impure on such a high level, the person himself becomes an av hatuma, which is one step lower than the dead body itself. That having been said, it is learnt from Psukim that if a kli, a utensil, touches the dead body, then the kli, not only does it become an avatuma, but it actually becomes an avi avaisatuma. The kli becomes tome on exactly the same level as the dead body itself, without dropping down a level. This is one of the rare occasions that we find that something becomes tome on the same level as its source that made it tomei. And then if a person is going to touch that cleese, then the person will become an av hatuma, which is already one step lower. Now this unique law that the kli becomes tomei on the same level as the dead body, there's a discussion which type of kalim this applies to. It certainly applies to metal kalim, metal utensils, and it certainly does not apply to earthenware utensils. Whether it applies to other materials is a matter of discussion. Now, an additional unique law that applies to somebody who became tomei from a dead body is that, whereas in general, tumah only lasts until the end of that day, the person needs to go to the mikveh, and then at the end of that day, he will be pure. When somebody becomes impure from a dead body, the purification process lasts 7 days, and on the 3rd and 7th day since he became tomei, he needs to be sprinkled with a solution that contains the ashes of the Pora Aduma, a unique red cow that is burnt up, and its ashes are added to this solution. So the purification process from this severe level of impurity is more extensive. It should be noted that we don't need an entire dead body in order for this impurity to exist. Even a smaller part of the dead body is sufficient, and we'll see during the Masechta how much of the dead body is required in order for this tumor, this impurity, to be transferred. One more unique law that applies to a dead body and the impurity that comes from it, and this is really the basis of the name of the Masechta, Maseches Ohalos. Ohalos means tents, literally. And that is because of the concept of tumas oihel that exists with regards to a dead body. Most sources of impurity are able to transfer their impurity to another item or another person by mago, by touching it. Many of the sources of impurity can also transfer their impurity onwards via masa. Masa is when somebody carries that source of impurity even without touching it, or if he moves it without touching it, that's a similar kind of transfer of the impurity. A dead body is unique in that its impurity is transferred via tumas oihel, via being under the same roof. If there's a dead body inside of a room, for example, then anything in that same room would also become tomei. And two other forms of tumas oihel is if the source of impurity is a roof on top of something else, if there's a kli or something situated underneath, directly underneath the dead body, or if the kli, the item or the person, is situated directly above the dead body. So the kli or the person is forming a roof on top of the dead body, that would be another way of the impurity being transferred via tumas oihel. So although, strictly speaking, the subject matter of the Masechta is tumas meis, the impurity that comes from a dead body, because the majority of the Masechta involves itself in this particular transfer of the impurity, tumas oihel, that is why the Masechta is called Maseches Ohalos, the Masechta of tents, literally. Begins the Mishnah. Shnayim Tameim B'meis, there is a case where two items, we'll call them, this can refer either to people or utensils, there is a particular case, and that's really the classic case, where two items become tomei from the dead body. Echod tomei tumas shiva, the first item, that becomes tomei from the dead body becomes tomei for 7 days. The echod tomei tumas erev, and one of the items, the next one along, that becomes tomei from the first item will be tomei only until the evening. That is to say, the second person will only be tomei on the level of a rishon letumah, which is not a primary level of impurity, and therefore it would only last until the for the rest of that day, and he would need to go to the mikveh, and then he would be pure. The Mishnah will explain very shortly what exactly that case is, but first the Mishnah adds to the introduction that Shaloisha Tomei B'meis, there is a case where three items can become Tomei from the dead body. Shnayim Tomei Tumas Shiva, in this case, two of those items, the first two items would become Tomei for 7 days, Ve'echot Tomei Tumas Erev, and the third item, one of the items, would become Tomei only until the evening. There's a different case where Arba Tomei B'meis, four items can become Tomei from the dead body. Shaloisha Tomei Tumas Shiva, the first three of them, even the item which became Tomei from the item that became Tomei from the item that became Tomei from the dead body, even that would be Tomei for 7 days, as we're going to see in the continuation of the Perek. Ve'echot Tomei Tumas Erev, and then there'll be one item, the fourth one along, that will be Tomei only until the evening. Ketzad Shnayim, what is the case where two items become Tomei as a result of the dead body? This is a case where both items were people. Odom Hanogea B'meis, if a person touches the dead body, Tomei Tumas Shiva, he will become Tomei for 7 days, and he will be on the level of an Av HaTuma, a severe primary level of impurity. The Odom Hanogea B'meis, and if a different person touches him, then Tomei Tumas Erev, he will be Tomei only until the evening, because he became Tomei from an Av HaTuma, which means that he is on the level of a Rishon L'Tumah, one step removed from the primary level of impurity, and that impurity only lasts until the evening, and all he would need to do is go to the mikveh, which is a collection of natural water, dip himself in there totally, and at the end of the day, he would be purified. Mishnah Beis, Ketzad Shloisha, what is the case where three items become Tomei as a result of the dead body? This is the case which we already discussed in the introduction to the Masechta, Kelim Hanoigim B'meis, if a utensil, at least one which is made out of metal. There's a discussion whether it applies to other materials as well. But if that has contact with the dead body, then it doesn't go down a level, but it becomes Tomei on exactly the same level as the dead body itself. It becomes an Avi Avos HaTumah, literally the father of the fathers of impurity. And because of that, V'kelim B'kelim, if other utensils touch the first utensils, then they would become themselves an Av HaTumah, as if they touched the dead body itself, so they would also become Tomei and Tumas Shiva. Tomei for 7 days, they would have to go through that longer purification procedure, and Hashalishi, a third item, Bein Odom Bein Kelim, whether it's a person or another utensil, that touches the second item that became Tomei, Tomei Tumas Erev, they would be Tomei only until the evening, just like anything that becomes Tomei from an Av HaTumah. And this unique law that the first Kli that touched the dead body becomes Tomei on exactly the same level as the dead body itself, this is learnt from the Posuk that talks about a case where somebody touches a sword that killed a person, and implies that the level of impurity of somebody who touched the person or of somebody who touched the sword is identical. And that's how we learn that even a Kli that touched the dead person is on exactly the same level as the dead person itself in terms of the level of impurity.